September the 8th. From me comes your fruit. Hosea 14:8. Regarding union, our fruit is found from our God. The fruit of the branch is directly traceable to the root. If the connection is severed, the branch dies and no fruit is produced. By virtue of our union with Christ, we bring forth fruit. Every bunch of grapes has begun in the root, has passed through the stem, has flowed through the sap vessels, and has been formed externally into fruit. But it was first in the stem. In the same way, every good work was first in Christ, and then it was brought forth in us. O Christian, cherish this precious union with Christ, for it must be the source of all the fruitfulness that you can hope to know. If you were not joined to Jesus Christ, you would be a barren branch indeed. Regarding spiritual providence, our fruit comes from God. When the dewdrops fall from heaven, when the cloud looks down from on high and is about to distill its liquid treasure, when the bright sun swells the berries of the cluster, each heavenly blessing can whisper to the tree and say, "From me is your fruit found." The fruit owes much to the root that is essential to fruitfulness, but it owes very much also to external influences. We owe much to God's grace-filled providence, in which He constantly provides us with inspiration, teaching, consolation, strength, or whatever else we need. To this we owe all of our usefulness or virtue. Regarding wise husbandry, our fruit comes from God. The gardener's sharp-edged knife promotes the fruitfulness of a tree by thinning the clusters and by cutting off unproductive shoots. It's the same way, Christian, with the pruning that the Lord gives to you. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. John 15:1-2. Since our God is the author of our spiritual graces, let us give to Him all the glory of our salvation.